1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Jacqueline Lee. A Supreme Court decision puts limits on using race as a factor for college admissions. ABC's Terry Moran says justices ruled admissions plans for Harvard and the University of North Carolina violated the 14th Amendment. President Biden says he strongly disagrees with today's ruling.
Those programs are now ended by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court requires an individual consideration of every single applicant. And if in that applicant's story, there is a story or experience of overcoming discrimination on the basis of race or religion or ethnicity, and that student expresses that either in essay or interview or through their accomplishments, the schools and universities will be able to take into account.
Presidential candidate Mike Pence making a surprise visit to Ukraine. He met with President Zelensky in Kyiv and toured areas outside the capital. More than a dozen states are under extreme heat warnings. The scorching temperatures blamed for at least 13 deaths in Texas. This is ABC News. The Biden administration with a new plan to address homelessness among veterans.
The Biden administration plans to invest more than $3 billion in programs that will help homeless veterans across the country by putting a roof over their heads. The money, according to the White House, will go towards several support services like legal aid, resources to find jobs, and programs to quickly rehouse veterans experiencing homelessness. The Biden administration says homelessness among veterans has fallen by 11% since 2020, and these new actions will advance their goal to permanently house at least 38,000 veterans in 2023. Faith Abubey, ABC News, the White House.
Some positive numbers on the state of the economy. The gross domestic product increased 2% in the first quarter, above expectations of 1.3%. One of the last known surviving Tuskegee Airmen has died at the age of 96. Homer Hoags was one of the country's first African-American pilots. He died Tuesday, 2 days after his wife died. Jacqueline Lee, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. Authorities in Door County arrested a 34-year-old man for leaving the scene of a rollover crash. The incident took place near Gardner on Tuesday afternoon. According to the Door County Sheriff's Department, the crash was the result of a domestic dispute. The man left the scene in another car, but was stopped by a police roadblock. He was eventually subdued by stun gun and arrested on multiple charges. An air quality advisory has been extended to tomorrow noon for all but northwestern Wisconsin. If you're curious about the continuing poor air quality and want more information, Brown County Public Health is offering online resources to the public to help track air quality as the smoke continues to impact Northeast Wisconsin. There is updated news on the killing of Braxton Phillips. 21-year-old Prez Wade has officially been charged in the crime that took place at the Creekwood Apartments in Ashwaubenon on March 1st. Wade is being held on $1 million cash bond. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we have some happy news at the very beginning. We have 4 baseball tickets to give away. 4 baseball tickets against the Cubs, next Wednesday. Today's Thursday, so it's this coming Wednesday. First pitch, 7:10 p.m. against the Cubbies, arch rivals, frequently our rivals for the division. Whoever calls first, get hold of Calvin, and you get some tickets. These are the best tickets in the house, by the way, right behind home plate. You can see the ball coming right at you. You can see baseball as it's meant to be seen. I'm a baseball guy. I played Little League. I played Pony League. I played high school baseball. I went out for the college baseball team, but you know, you had guys there who some of them ended up as professional baseball players. I didn't get picked for the varsity in college, but love the game. And if you want great seats, these are they. So the Cubbies, next Wednesday, 4 tickets. Next Wednesday, 7:10 p.m., first pitch. I'll tell you a lot to talk about today. Hard to know where to start, but I'll tell you where I am going to start. One of the biggest Supreme Court decisions in a long time, and it's not the biggest. I mean, you had Dobbs, you had Citizens United, you had Shelby County, you had a lot of other things, but this is a major decision. This decision, 6-3, essentially put the kibosh on affirmative action in college admissions, and inferentially, it'll be spillover into other areas of employment and society. I want to get into the details of it a little bit, but tell you my reading of it and tell you what I think may be some good news that we can salvage out of this. And there's more than one way to skin a cat. Harvard University in Massachusetts, Cambridge, Massachusetts, right near Boston, and the University of North Carolina, one of the other great universities in the country, were both sued. The Supreme Court had decided a long time ago, decades ago, that you couldn't have racial quotas. In other words, you couldn't say, okay, in an effort to end discrimination based on slavery and its aftermath, we're going to have X percent of this and Y percent of that. Can't do that. But the Supreme Court, in several cases, said you absolutely can take race into account as one factor. And most recently, in the year 2003, 20 years ago, they reaffirmed that, but the majority opinion said that they hope that in 25 years,
this would no longer be necessary. In other words, there would be some racial parity in this country. Well, there isn't racial parity in this country. And this business of 25 years, that basically they said, Sandra Day O'Connor wrote it, and she said, well, by 2028, it shouldn't be necessary anymore. This court deliberately set its opinion to not kick in till 2028. So people that are in college right now are fine, blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, there's a couple of weird things about this. Because somebody in 2003 says 25 years, you're not required to knuckle under that. Secondly, it was the six tarantulas, 6-3. It was Roberts wrote the majority opinion. It was Alito, Gorsuch, Clarence Thomas, Kavanaugh, and Comey Barrett. Now, Roberts, put Roberts aside for a second. Clarence Thomas has been taking money for 20 years. Gorsuch took money and miraculously turned up a $500,000 profit on a crummy fishing cabin that he couldn't sell out in the boonies in Colorado. And of course, you have Alito drinking $1,000 bottles of wine, denying it, $100,000 flights. This guy is bad news. And Roberts, $10 million to his wife for calling up law firms saying, hey, you should hire this guy. He's top of his class at a good law firm. Put all that aside. It's the Supreme Court, as long as they're still there. What is the effect of this? How can this be worked around in a positive way? And Joe Biden gave a very, very good speech about it today. And he said, you know, first of all, when you have an applicant for, say, a university, and this is Harvard in North Carolina, but it'll apply to all universities, and inferentially it may apply to other employment decisions. First of all, the key word is qualified. You have to have qualified people. The practical matter is that the acceptance rate at Harvard is about 4%. If you have 100 people applying, four of them are going to get in. North Carolina, it's a little higher than that, but it's very selective. There are a lot of colleges in this country where 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% of the applicants get admitted, and this is not going to have the same effect. But Barack Obama was once asked a question. It was an interesting question. They said, do you think your daughters need affirmative action? And they're highly qualified people. And Barack Obama said, no. We've been blessed. You know, we have money, obviously stature as a former president and all that. And I think he hit the nail on the head. The reason why affirmative action has been necessary up till now is because up until the not too distant past, and still in many cases in this country, a black person isn't going to be permitted to get to first base. They're not going to be hired, not going to be promoted. They'll be first fired. We have social segregation throughout the country. Here in Milwaukee, it's about the worst. So how do you make up for that and start to integrate people into society? One way to do it would not be mention race. And this is something that even Roberts alluded to in his opinion. And nowadays they make kids write essays about why they want to go in. That was less common when I applied to college, but you write an essay. If one of the questions you want them to write about is, tell me about your life, what struggles you had to overcome. And it doesn't have to be put in the context of race at all. It can be if you want, it doesn't have to be. The truth is that if you're a poor white kid in rural Kentucky, you ain't getting into Harvard anytime soon either, frankly. There are a lot of people walking around, and basically they heavily get people from the East Coast. They get people from families that may hire coaches for the SAT exams. Now they say they don't need the SAT exams. But this may be a healthy way of saying we are going to have balanced undergraduate and graduate student bodies of people from all sorts of different backgrounds. It's not just racial. if somebody is the child, is a black person, the child of a multimillionaire with great educational opportunities, they are less in need of some kind of an accommodation than a kid of any racial background who is first generation college and clawing his way up the greasy pole. And by that, I mean, that's a phrase that Churchill used for politics, climbing up the greasy pole, but it applies to getting ahead economically, financially, in every other respect. You can bet that over the next year or so, and this doesn't kick in till 2028, over the next year or so, you're going to have people at Harvard, North Carolina, and every other, including Madison and every other place in the country, figuring out ways to make sure that they have balanced, and by that I mean life experiences and all of this. You know, they said they're, you know, discrimination against Asians. Asian kids make up 22% of Harvard's undergraduate class and 22% of Yale's undergraduate class, and is 8% of the country. So the fact is that if they are very top-notch students and should be admitted, they are being admitted already, quite frankly. I think there's a lot to be said for people of a lot of different backgrounds, and that's the way maybe to look at this going forward in the future. Mark from the SAC, my friend. What's in your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Reading that, as Clarence Thomas, I was just reading an article where Clarence Thomas says, well, someday we'll actually, you know, reach where we actually meet the aspirations that all men are created equal. But, you know, the government just shouldn't get involved in making sure that in other organizations as well, shouldn't make sure that we actually live up to those principles, you know, that eventually men's and women's hearts will be moved and we'll accept that. But I mean that until then, I feel that government and institutions need to take a role to try to move men's hearts. I mean that.
Right. I agree.
Men's and women's hearts. It is just.
No, I agree. And Mark, let me go one step further. There's a lot of places that this can be accommodated, and it's not going to be that remarkable a decision going forward, I think. For instance, you can say if somebody's in the top 10% of his high school class, any high school class, that is worth, you know, X points in the acceptance data. Well, you know, a lot of schools are still segregated. They're segregated in Milwaukee, I'll tell you that. And if they're in the top 10%, that will have a racial component. And that's not a bad thing to do. Another thing is simply to say in the essay, and in the interview process, tell us about your background and give some attention to kids that are first generation college, so to speak, kids that come from very, very tough backgrounds that had to work. Let me tell you something. There are ways of taking tests like the SAC and their prep tests and all this. And ultimately, you want to give everybody a fair shake. And it's simply not true what Thomas says and the rest of them, that somehow things are going to suddenly get better and everybody's going to accept each other. They're not going to accept each other. Everything is heavily segregated in this country still, in my judgment. But what you do is you give a kid a chance. You get a kid a chance. And you don't have to put it in racial terms. You can put it in economic terms, adversity terms, rank in schools, which takes into account segregated schools and all of that. So, the six tarantulas, this could almost be expected, but the fact is that it'll not be permitted to stick a knife in this country. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back up.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 63, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 85. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night, lows around 63. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 82. 79, chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 87.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mining today, David.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to disagree with you on your point and what you just said a little bit. The reason being, I think what's frustrating to me, I look at it from a different perspective, is that when Joe Biden mentioned when he was going to pick out the next Supreme Court justice, he just said it's going to be a African-American woman. He said that's going to be the next justice. There wasn't anything about, you know, merit or anything along those lines. He could have very easily, Joe Biden could have very easily said, here's a list of candidates. I looked through them all, and then this is the person who I chose. But he didn't do that. He went right to the playbook. It didn't matter basically anybody else. It would have been a male, whatever, it's already ostracized and was considered out of the picture. So with this judgment today, and, you know, I understand that, you know, when Tandy Williams is on the radio with Earl Ingram in the morning on Mondays and Fridays, he went to Harvard. He has something called legacy, acceptance into the schools. I think that needs to be thrown out the window, too, because, based on other people that have gone there or what have you, there's a lot of things that could change, and it should be on merit. It really should be. It shouldn't be based on your color of your skin or, you know, if you're white, black, whatever, religion. It should just be on your – and what's going to happen is, this is my opinion – the SATs and ACTs are all going to be thrown out because they're going to be considered racist. That, you know, if you have this mark, so they'll just eliminate it. They'll figure out something else in order to get around this. That's just my opinion, though.
Thanks for calling, David. That's thoughtful. And let me respond. A couple of things. First of all, a lot of these colleges have already gotten rid of the SAT and the ACT, or say they're not necessary, and then, you know, people aren't going to take them, or a lot of them aren't going to take them. What's interesting to me, the one university in the country, the one major university in the country said, we're keeping the SATs. You know what it was? It was MIT. Because if you're going to be building bridges, you know, you better understand certain geometries. Anyway, I look at this as a larger point. Ronald Reagan, back when he was elected president, said the next Supreme Court justice I appoint is going to be a woman. You know, he didn't have to say that either. He appointed Sandra Day O'Connor. And she was only a court of appeals justice in Arizona. She wasn't even on the Arizona Supreme Court, but she was a law school classmate of William Rehnquist. So, you know, there was a bit of that. Yeah, this time Joe Biden did say what you said he said. And I personally would not have said what he said. I would have said, I'm going to pick a qualified candidate. And this particular Jackson Brown or Brown Jackson is highly qualified. So absolutely pick her. But I do differ on one thing. I do not differ with you on saying that qualification matters and merit matters. But let me tell you something. Over the years, what I found is there frequently are a lot of qualified people, a lot of qualified people. Now, by keeping race as a criterion in this thing, what that had the undesired effect of is that a lot of black kids in colleges, other people would look on them and say, well, the only reason they got in here is affirmative action. That frequently wasn't the case. What this will do, and I'm trying to make lemonade out of a lemon, but what this will do, in my judgment, is race won't be taken into account, but it is absolutely fine to say, if you have a rural kid from Kentucky and a kid from the inner city of Milwaukee, who cares what there happens, one's white and one's black, you ultimately have to open up society or you end up with an aristocracy, a self-perpetuating aristocracy. You want good ideas. And some of the best people, there's a guy named John Stuart Bell in Belfast who was discriminated against by the English and they didn't let him have an education. He went on and in quantum theory, he came up with a seminal argument on quantum theory and he died early and three other guys got the Nobel Prize because he had died, but he was the guy that came up with it. John Stuart Bell in Belfast. I mean, good for him, for Pete's sake. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling us reminded, Gene.
Hi. Thank you for putting a positive outlook on it because I think we need to get different people into office significantly, the ones that think that they're all picked on, you know, I mean, the way that they went after women significantly. They still haven't righted that huge wrong against women. And this doesn't surprise me one bit. And the fact that Biden said that he was going to put a woman in or put her name in for one of the highest courts in the land is appropriate because we need all different types of people on that court because what we've gotten so far from the Trump administration was a bunch of, sorry to use the word, garbage. And they had access to grind, and they're bought and paid for. We need honesty and integrity in our schools, people coming out with degrees that are doctors and lawyers, judges and nurses. And we need all types of people because everybody's got gifts. And just because Biden said a woman of color, good for him. Have you ever looked at his staff? A variety of people, a variety of backgrounds. That's what we need running our country, not just those privileged sons of guns that are sitting on that court right now. So that's my 2 cents worth, Matt. Keep up the great work. I really appreciate it. And women, we got a lot of work to do. Thank you. Bye.
Excellent call. Excellent call, as always. I'm making lemonade out of a lemon, but I think that people are going to figure out a way to say, look, we're going to look at adversity. We're going to look at other things. And it will have the effect of getting more African-Americans and Latinos into positions. And it should. It absolutely should. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jacqueline Lee. Reaction is mixed following the Supreme Court's decision to put limits on affirmative action, ruling race cannot be a factor for college admissions. ABC's Terry Moran says Clarence Thomas was one of the justices who decided plans by Harvard and UNC violated the 14th Amendment.
Justice Clarence Thomas saying this was something that he recognized, the problem of racial discrimination. He says he understands what he called his race. My race, he said, has been ravaged by discrimination and racial prejudice, but he said he held out hope that the nation's original promises of equality embodied in the Declaration and the Constitution will still come true.
President Biden criticized the ruling and directed the Education Department to analyze college admissions practices, including legacy admissions. Not guilty on all counts, former Broward County Deputy Scott Peterson acquitted of felony child neglect and other charges for his actions during the deadly 2018 Parkland School massacre. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A man is dead after being ejected from his moped in Door County. The victim, a 54-year-old man from Franklin, Wisconsin, was traveling southbound on Highway 42 north of Sister Bay when he lost control of the moped and was ejected and struck a culvert pipe. The incident happened Tuesday night around 7 p.m. The victim's name is being held for the time being, and the incident is under investigation. The Green Bay Police and Fire Departments are ramping up efforts to stop illegal fireworks this 4th of July season. According to WFRB News, the police already have patrols out hoping to prevent tragic accidents. Green Bay Metro Fire Department Fire Marshal Captain Joe Gabe is asking that people leave the fireworks to the professionals. If you do purchase fireworks, make sure they're legal. In Wisconsin, fines for selling or shooting off illegal fireworks can be up to $1,000 for each separate instance. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Marquette poll just came out. Marquette poll on the presidential race. Very interesting. A lot of potential in there. First of all, let me tell you something about the Marquette poll. Marquette poll is nationally known, nationally recognized, and they changed their methodology a little bit this time. They limited it to registered voters. In the past, they'd say, you plan to vote? Yeah. You know, and then who knows if you're ever going to vote. Here, there's no law that says you got to vote, but if you're registered, that's something. And more than half of the people who were contacted by email, not by phone, big bunch by phone. But nowadays, people hang up on the phone. So I think the methodology of this one is sound. Here's what it comes out. Republican primary with all these crazy candidates, 10 of them. Trump 31%, DeSantis 30%. All the rest of them, you know, little garbage single-digit numbers. Trump 31, DeSantis 30. Head-to-head, if it's just Trump and DeSantis, DeSantis kills Trump 57-41. In a general election, Biden beats DeSantis 49-47. Biden beats Trump 52-43. Let me give you some context, and then we're going to go to the lines. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. If DeSantis were smarter, and by that I mean if he weren't so obtuse politically, if he weren't tone deaf politically, he could get the nomination away from Trump. Biden still beat him. Biden's an excellent president, but he could get the nomination away from Trump. Most people don't know this, but early on in his career in the Congress, he was close to Paul Ryan. He was very much like Paul Ryan. He was a moderate, basically a moderate Republican. And then the fever of the far right swept over the party, and he, in a clumsy, mechanical fashion, is trying to just accommodate it. Give you an example. Yesterday, in a Fox News interview, he was asked, would you eliminate the Department of Education or any other agencies if you were president? You know what he said? Answer by DeSantis. I would eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, and the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. Now, you know, this guy's tone deaf. There are a lot of right-wing nuts in this country, and there are people, oh, taxes should be lower, they should be higher, this, that, and the other thing. Nobody in his right mind gets rid of the IRS, totally. What, you're on your own? Somebody wants some money out of you? They'll track you down. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And what, we're going to pay our military? We're going to stand up to China and Russia? He obviously didn't mean it. He lies continually about this kind of stuff. You know, on abortion, I mean, Trump had been pro-choice up until the time he ran for president. The guy has no sincerity whatsoever. DeSantis goes, all right, I'm going to set your right for abortion at 6 weeks. Well, people don't know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks frequently. Now, as a result of Dobbs' decision, the Supreme Court, the tarantulas, have consigned women. Basically, if you have a problem pregnancy, you have to get sepsis and almost die before a doctor will do anything for you because they're afraid of being prosecuted by penny ante DAs in penny ante counties who want to run for Congress. And DeSantis is buying into that. And I'm not talking about the pro-life, pro-choice issue. I'm just talking about common sense. DeSantis could have beaten Trump in this thing, and he still might, because this is breaking news that I will give to you right now before we go to the lines. There are more than rumors in D.C. as I speak that a superseding indictment is planned by Jack Smith. A superseding indictment is one where you go to the court and you say, I want to replace the indictment with this new one. It will add 30 to 45 new charges against Trump, and will also charge some of the lawyers who were conspiring with him. One further piece of breaking news, Rudy Giuliani looks like he's flipped. He's in deal negotiations. So stand by. That's not to be discussed in detail today because I don't have the details. But this idiot DeSantis, if Trump is now going to be facing 70 felony counts with very precise evidence, all he had to do. And the clown also said, Trump said he's for Russia because he's being bribed and he's against Ukraine. The clown DeSantis said, well, you know, maybe we're doing too much for Ukraine. The idiot, he continually loses support of people who don't want to be with Trump and the Republican Party. The moron said, I am standing with our allies, with NATO, with all of the NATO countries, and with Ukraine, Russia. That was a genocidal invasion. We're not going to put up with it. And we're halfway normal about things. He could be tough on immigration and everything else. And even with that, in this poll, it's only 31-30 Trump over DeSantis. And even with that in this poll, it's head-to-head 57-41. Why should I give advice to DeSantis? He'd be a lousy president. But the idiot is throwing this away. Going to the lines, Cassandra of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I just wanted to speak briefly about the Supreme Court's decision on affirmative action. The case was brought by a group of mostly conservative Chinese Americans. And this particular group of Chinese Americans, the students, their families who immigrated here to the United States, those families came from highly educated areas of China. Many of them had skills. And so when they came here to the United States, oftentimes their credentials from China was not recognized, and so they either had to return to school, the parents, or take jobs in areas that where they could not use their degrees that they had earned in China. Now, one problem that concerns me that the conservative Chinese students who brought the lawsuit do not recognize is that there are Asian Americans who are low income, and because of their actions, this new arrivals from Cambodia, Vietnam, Hmong, these are very low income immigrants who come from oftentimes rural communities. They are the ones who could truly benefit from affirmative action. They are oftentimes first-generation college students. They will not be able to receive that benefit. And it's a lot more complicated, and it's very sad that the court did not consider that that this group of Asian students who brought the lawsuit, they only represented, you know, a small, highly educated Asian American subset of that population who were supposedly being discriminated against. But there are many in the Asian community who really could benefit from affirmative action and who really do need that opportunity. So that's all that I have. I'll listen offline.
Wonderful. That's a profound and nuanced call. Thank you very much. And I think you make an excellent, excellent point. The whole idea behind affirmative action, because quotas were outlawed, 30 years ago, was you're not going to make a decision on an applicant necessarily on any one thing. You know, there's no test in the world that goes in, and if you're 1 point higher than the other guy, you get it and they don't. That's ridiculous. You know, you take into account at a company or anything else, a whole range of things. Now, for universities, it happens, I mentioned, that the Asian population of the undergraduate classes at Harvard and Yale are 22%. And the numbers nationwide of the percentage of that population are 8%. So I do not see that at all as discrimination. On the contrary. But your point is, and I think you're right, they're Hmongs. And remember, the Hmongs stood with us during the Vietnam War, and a lot of them got killed. And we gave them shelter here in the United States, deservedly so. They're excellent people, the Hmongs. Excellent, excellent people. And there are many others, and Filipinos and so forth. Excellent people. So the idea behind affirmative action wasn't, you know, you just look at this and throw at a qualified guy and bring in somebody. That wasn't what it was about. And you raised the profound point that you look for the whole person, and you're going to look for their background, overcoming adversity. You're going to look for, are they first generation going to college? That's important, because I had support from my dad, who was a professor at UWM. We talked all the time about books and ideas. There are a lot of people that are not blessed with that kind of mentoring, quite frankly. And for them to do it on their bootstraps, these can be the most productive people in society. So I think there's a mistaken Supreme Court decision. I have no respect for the judges that issued it. That said, to make lemonade out of lemon, there is a chink in the armor that can be exploited, and that is this. Robert said, you know, in the things like, well, you know, the essay and all that sort of stuff, you can take into account the adversity and so on, and that's the way it should be framed, and it should be straight up. You know, we are not taking race one way or the other into account, but that will have the effect of giving a hand up that they deserve to people to, in fact, diversify our student bodies. Thank you for calling. Excellent, Cassandra. Todd or Billy, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Boy, what you just said about Rudy Giuliani, holy cow, that made me happy to hear. Is that huge, or is Rudy Giuliani just so unreliable and such a joke that his cooperation really may not mean much? But boy, that is sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah, thank you. I'll answer that. And I'm breaking this on the show, and I'm delighted to do it. First of all, Rudy Giuliani was the U.S. attorney in New York. That's probably the most important U.S. attorney position in the country. He prosecuted the mafia, organized crime. He became mayor of New York for a couple of terms. Biggest, I mean, you know, that you become a national candidate. He ran for president, and in the Republican primary when he ran, he was briefly in first place. Why he became subservient to Trump, I'll never understand. But no, I think that would have a lot of credibility if he flips on Trump. He's not going to be lying. He's going to say, I said this to Trump, I did that for Trump, and Trump said this to me and that to me. You put Rudy Giuliani on the stand, who at one time, and Trump was not on the ticket then, I think it was 2012, but at one time he was the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. There's a lot of credibility, and Trump has got to be sweating. The second thing, Jack Smith has turned out to be a good, tough prosecutor. This superseding indictment, which a lot of people in D.C. expect to come down, is going to have 30 to 45 more counts. There may be use counts instead of just hoarding counts. Right now, it's just that he kept these documents, but he showed them to people. He showed them to people in New Jersey, and we spiked the number of our undercover agents who were captured and executed by the Chinese and the Russians. Right when he started putting these classified documents into bathrooms and pool supply closets with no locks. And then when he was subpoenaed and there's a search warrant, he tried to hide them by flying them up to Bedminster. And now, by the way, and I think I broke this yesterday, they have subpoenaed the surveillance video in Bedminster. They may be going in there with a search warrant. This guy is hiding stuff to monetize it. He's hiding stuff that is being used to capture and murder our agents. People have got to understand that. And I want to see Jack Smith be a lot more explicit about that in this indictment. But to answer your question, Rudy Giuliani will be very, very important. Very important. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. No such zone. Return the sender. Return the sender. Return the sender. Return the sender.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 63. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs around 85. Lows level off around 63. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday, with highs around 82. 79, chance for scattered rain showers. Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 87.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. On WGBW.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. That's good news on Trump because we never need him anywhere near the presidency again with all the things that have gone on and how he's tore the country apart. But this Jack Smith, do you think with everything that's going on, he may be able to tie this in with the fake electors and these congressional people that continually talk about the election being rigged? And all this other stuff that the Secret Service and the list goes on and on. I hope and pray that some of this stuff is exposed to set the record straight is what I'm saying. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Good call. Yeah, I mean, I think that the fake electors, if there is a superseding indictment, remember, this is coming out of Washington right now. I'm just passing it on. But if there is a superseding indictment with 30 to 45 more counts, there's already 38 counts, and 31 of them have to do with these taking these documents. But so far, it's just possession. It's not usage. I think that a lot of the 30 to 45 new counts would be tied to the fake electors. Why do I say that? Because about a week ago, and I mentioned on the show, but also there's plenty of publicity on it, several fake electors were seen coming in, I think it was from Nebraska, and they were grilled. And the word was that they were offered limited immunity. Remember, the prosecutor doesn't, there's a thing called use immunity. There's a total immunity. They don't like to give like total immunity. They don't like to say, all right, you have a right to remain silent, give up that right and tell us, and we won't go after you for anything. Well, the guys will say, fine, I killed five people. You don't want that kind of thing. So what you say is use immunity. I will not use what you say against you. Those are the fake electors. And the fake electors were part of the reason that behind all this in the first place. Pence was supposed to hold up two sets of electors. Say, I don't know which one is right. You and the Congress decide. But each state only gets one vote. And Trump would have been put back in as a result. So I think that's very much possible. Next up, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. Andy, what's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, I heard yesterday that Giuliani was going to come forward and give testimony, probably to save his own butt. And what you're just relayed now is even more important. There, it's going to expand more, and it's definitely going to make it a lot tougher for Trump to escape from that. And another thing, when you talk about fake electors, how about our good, brilliant Senator Ron Johnson? Would he could he eventually be caught up with? I mean, trying to take part in the not only for Wisconsin, for Michigan, you know, that where he would was trying to get these fake electors in to change the outcome, you know. So,
right,
we'll have to see what happens.
Well, here's the deal. You know, he doesn't represent the UP or something. Are you kidding me? He was in there to stick it to Michigan, and another guy was going to stick it to Wisconsin. And do I think he could be tied up? Certainly, depending on the testimony. If a guy like Giuliani said that, and by the way, Ron Johnson would meet with Trump and back him up on this whole theory. If they have a witness who says that Ron Johnson agreed to get the Michigan fake electors to Trump and so forth, absolutely he could be swept up in it. I don't know that they have that testimony at this point, but I'll tell you this. The word out of Washington is that it's attorneys. I don't think that Ron Johnson's an attorney. So I don't hear any rumors about Ron Johnson, but it's a plain fact that he had the Michigan state electors in his possession, wanted them sent to Pence. And then when he was caught, he goes, I was only in on it for like 3 seconds. You can pull a trigger in 3 seconds and kill somebody. You can hand them to your chief of staff, say, get them to Pence in 3 seconds. And I don't believe it was only 3 seconds. So thanks for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, we have 4 minutes and two callers. If you can keep it short, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, Joe Biden just did an interview with Nicole Wallace, and it was fascinating. The guy needs to do more of these one-on-ones, Matt, because he's fabulous in it. He comes off really well, but it was chilling what he just said. She asked him, do you ever worry that had you not been president last weekend and say the former was, that he might have tipped off Putin about what was going on? And Biden just goes, I don't even like to think about things like that.
Right.
I mean,
well, that's a great
man. Yeah. He was fabulous in this interview. He really was.
All right. I'll look at it. And we're going to talk about Ukraine probably tomorrow. I had it on the agenda, but all these Supreme Court cases came in. But that's an excellent call. Thank you, Dick. Dennis of Wakanda, Illinois. Thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Dennis?
Hi, good afternoon. Quick question. You had mentioned earlier in the show, you'd given someone's poll and said that the Trump, like, has got a 1-point lead now. And, you know, we listen to these other polls, and I'm just trying to figure out which one are these more accurate? Because the ones I've been listening to, you hear Trump's got 50% lead over, what's his name, has 29%. So
right.
I believe the one that's, the guy's got the double-digit lead is not accurate anyway. So this one seems more accurate to me. Is that true, would you say?
Yes, it's true in this limited extent. This poll only polled Wisconsin. The ones you're talking about polled the whole country. So I have no basis for saying anything about those polls one way or the other. But the Marquette poll is highly regarded. It really is highly regarded. And the pollster and the people staff and so forth. All he's saying is that in Wisconsin, in the eight-man person field or whatever, Trump 31, DeSantis 30, the rest single digits. Head-to-head, DeSantis 57, Trump 41 in Wisconsin. Now, how that translates elsewhere, I don't know. I have a feeling that there are state, you know, Wisconsin's an unusual state. It's a purple state. Sometimes it goes Republican, sometimes Democratic, but it's a very independent state. Really are. We are independent people. What happens in Texas and Alabama and Florida, I do not know. But Dennis, thank you very much for calling in because you raise a good point. And the final thing I'll say about polls is it's just a snapshot right now. If there are another 30 indictments against Trump, that'll do that. If DeSantis keeps saying stupid things like he's going to get rid of the IRS and he'd betray Ukraine, which is really what he was getting at, that's going to make a difference. It hurts both of them against Biden. Biden, in my view, is a superb president. He could beat either one of these guys. He will beat either one of these guys. But they're fighting it out. They're fighting it out in the Republican Party. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. A lot to talk about. A lot we didn't even get to today. Things are breaking very fast. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And I'm signing off for today.
Back down. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you,
Know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the News, Civic
I'm
Media
Jacqueline
app.
Lee.